Welcome back to the podcast. This episode is a special one because it's my 100th episode. And I want to mark it by talking about something that sits at the heart of arm toning, consistency, and self-trust: mastering urges. If you've ever known exactly what to do for your arms, but still found yourself skipping workouts, starting over, or choosing comfort instead of follow through, this episode is for you. We're breaking down why willpower isn't the answer, what urges really are, and how learning to work with them instead of fighting them changes everything. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 100. Today we're going to talk about mastering urges, specifically the urges that get in the way of toned arms and consistent follow through. I talk about urges a lot on this podcast, but I really want to slow down and go deep on this one because this is where so many women get stuck. Not because they don't know what to do for their arms, but because they don't understand what's actually happening when an urge shows up. And when you don't understand it, it feels powerful. It feels controlling. It feels like the problem. So let's start with what an urge actually is. An urge is simply a desire that's been repeated enough times that it becomes automatic. Your brain learned to expect a reward because you taught it to. That reward might be skipping a workout, eating past fullness, staying on the couch, or telling yourself you'll start fresh Monday. None of that means anything has gone wrong. It just means your brain learned a pattern. When women tell me they're struggling to tone their arms, they often say the same thing. If I didn't have the urge to skip workouts, I'd be consistent. Or if I didn't have the urge to snack at night, my arms would finally change. And it sounds so convincing. But I want you to hear this clearly. The urge itself is not your problem. I know it feels like it is, but it's not. The real issue is how you respond when an urge shows up. Urges are neutral. They're part of being human. They only gain power when you react to them without awareness. That's why I teach this process in four simple parts. The first step is pausing. Because if you immediately act on an urge, you never get the chance to understand it. You can't examine something you're already obeying. Pausing creates space, and space is where change begins. The second step is listening and watching. Your brain is telling a story about the urge, and you need to hear it. For many women, it sounds like, I hate this feeling. This is uncomfortable. I don't want to do this. I just need relief. When you slow down enough to listen and watch, you start to see the pattern instead of feeling trapped by it. The third step is neutralizing the urge. This is where you stop arguing with it and stop dramatizing it. You take it out of the story and into the body. You notice what it actually feels like physically: tightness, restlessness, pressure, sensation, nothing dangerous, nothing you can't feel. And the fourth step is traveling into the future with that urge. If you obey it, where does it take you? Not tonight, not in the next 10 minutes, but weeks from now, months from now. Does it move you closer to the strong toned arms you want? Or does it quietly keep you stuck in the same cycle? We're going to break down all four of these steps today because this is the work that changes everything. No more rules, no more discipline, but learning how to be with urges without letting them run your life. Let's talk about pausing because this is where most women lose the plot. Here's the uncomfortable truth. If you feel the urge to skip your workout and then you skip it, right? If you feel the urge to snack at night and then you snack, if you feel the urge to start tomorrow and then you do that over and over again, there is almost zero space between the urge and the reward. And when there's no space, you can't see anything. That's why your arm habits feel so fast, so automatic, so out of your control. The urge shows up, you obey it, your brain gets the reward, and the pattern locks in. Not because you're weak, but because your brain learned that speed equals relief. Pausing is how you break that speed. Pausing isn't about willpower. It's about creating enough space to actually see what's driving the habit. And if there's no space, there's nothing to examine, right? No insight, no awareness, just repetition. This is the work of inquiry. And inquiry requires something to look at. Now, let me be very clear about what pausing is not, okay? Pausing is not white-knuckling your way through the urge while staring at the clock. It's not counting down the minutes until you can finally eat, finally quit, finally give up on the workout. That's not pausing. That's fixation on the reward. And fixation keeps the habit alive. A real pause is rooted in curiosity. You pause to gather information. And the information you're looking for is always the same. You're thinking, because your thoughts create your feelings and your feelings drive your actions. That cycle is running whether you're aware of it or not. Thoughts like, I don't feel like it. I'll do it tomorrow. One time won't matter. I deserve a break. Those thoughts create desire, and that desire is what moves your body toward skipping the workout, overeating, or abandoning the plan again. Here's the good news, though. Once you understand how this cycle works, it stops being a mystery. And when it's no longer a mystery, you can interrupt it. Just because a thought loop pops up doesn't mean it gets to make decisions for you. Just because you feel an urge doesn't mean you're required to obey it. The think, feel, act cycle only runs on autopilot when you don't question it. You actually have a choice here. But before women learn this, the urge feels unbeatable, like it comes from outside of them. Like their body is the problem, like their age is the problem, like their arms are just genetically this way. I'll tell you this, I used to be absolutely convinced that my inconsistency had nothing to do with my thinking. I was sure my habits were being driven by my circumstances, my schedule, my energy, my body. I thought the only solution was to remove temptation entirely, which is exhausting and unrealistic. It keeps you trapped because when you believe the urge is caused by something outside of you, you feel powerless. Like this is something you'll have to fight forever, resist forever, white knuckle forever. That belief alone will keep your arms exactly the same. Pausing is where that belief starts to fall apart. Once you understand that your thoughts create your feelings and your feelings create your actions, everything changes because now you finally have a framework. Your inconsistency with arm workouts is no longer some mysterious personality flaw, right? Your nighttime snacking isn't a lack of willpower. Your start-stop cycle isn't because you're bad at habits. It's because a specific thought is creating a specific feeling, and that feeling is driving a very predictable action. And here's the part most women miss. you don't have to remove temptation from your life to get toned arms. You don't have to isolate yourself from food, from comfort, rest, or convenience. You have to understand what you're thinking in the moment the urge shows up and decide whether that thought gets to run the show. That's what pausing is actually for. A pause is not staring at the clock, waiting until, you know, you can finally quit or finally give up or finally cave. A pause is looking directly at your mind and asking, what am I thinking right now that's creating this urge? The pause can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or the rest of the night. Because here's the truth. The couch will still be there. The snacks will still be there. Skipping a workout will still be an option tomorrow. None of it is disappearing. You can always choose it later. A lot of my clients use that thought intentionally, okay? Not as permission to quit, but as a way to remove urgency. Because urgency is what makes urges feel overwhelming. Your brain is going to push back hard at first. It will insist, I need this now. I don't want to wait. This is the only chance, right? That intensity isn't the truth. It's conditioning. When you remind yourself that the option isn't going anywhere, right? The volume starts to drop. And here's what women are shocked to discover once they practice a real pause. Urges don't last forever. Your brain is designed to be efficient. It doesn't want to waste energy screaming for something indefinitely if it's not getting rewarded. So when you stop immediately obeying the urge, your brain eventually moves on. That's why so many women notice patterns like this. The urge hits hard right after work, or right before dinner, or in the first 20 minutes after they get home. And if they make it through that window without panicking, without arguing, without negotiating, the urge fades. It doesn't mean it never existed. It just means it passed. Now, if you're thinking, that has never been my experience, my urges don't go away, there's usually one reason. You're still deciding. Am I working out tonight or not? Should I eat this or not? I said I wouldn't, but maybe this once. But then again, that mental ping pong is exhausting and it keeps the urge alive because your brain is busy debating instead of settling. This is why commitment matters, okay? When you decide ahead of time what you're going to do, you stop feeding the urge with indecision. You're no longer entertaining the argument. You've already chosen. And when you pair commitment with pausing, you finally get to see what most women never allow themselves to see. The urge peaks and then it subsides. But here's the part you can't skip. You can't distract your way through a pause. You can't scroll, clean, or busy yourself just to make feelings go away because distraction keeps the habit invisible. You have to move toward the urge. You have to feel it, observe it, watch the thoughts creating it because you can't change what you refuse to look at. And this is where real arm transformation actually begins. So the first step is pausing. And once you pause, the second step shows up naturally, listening. Because the moment you stop reacting, you can finally hear what your brain is saying about the urge. And for most women, it sounds dramatic, very dramatic. This is awful. I hate this feeling. This is so uncomfortable. I can't stand it. I need this urge to go away. Your brain is not being subtle here. It's loading the situation with emotion, urgency, and intensity, and then presenting that story to you as fact. But here's the truth most women have never questioned. that story is not what's actually happening. When my clients start listening to the story their brain is telling about skipping a workout or eating past fullness, I always ask the same question. Tell me specifically what is so terrible about this urge in your body. Not the opinion, not the judgment, not the drama. What is actually wrong right now? And this is where most women get stuck, because when you remove the storyline and you're forced to describe the sensation itself, there isn't much there. A little tightness, restlessness, pressure, maybe some impatience. That's it. They've never questioned the story before. They've just believed it word for word. This is unbearable. I can't handle this. I need relief. But those are thoughts, not facts. Your brain is adding drama to a very neutral physical experience. And that distinction matters. You've heard me talk about this before. An urge is your lower brain throwing a tantrum. It wants what it wants, and it wants it now. It doesn't care about your long-term goals. It doesn't care about toned arms. It doesn't care about consistency. It cares about immediate relief. It's a toddler. And if you have ever been around a toddler who wants something, you know exactly how this goes. I need it. I want it. This is the worst thing ever. I can't live without it. Now imagine if you believed everything a toddler told you. Oh my gosh, you're gonna die if you don't get your way? This is truly the worst thing that's ever happened. I had no idea. Of course, you don't believe that story because you can observe it objectively. You know that not getting what they want is uncomfortable, yes, but it's not dangerous. It's not catastrophic, and it's definitely not permanent. Okay, and here's the key. You can do the same thing with your urges. Not skipping a workout is not the end of the world. Not eating when you want to is not the end of the world. Sitting with discomfort for a few minutes is not the end of the world. But as long as you believe the story your brain is telling you, it will feel like it is. Once you listen to the story, the next step becomes obvious. You watch what's actually happening in your body. Because if it's truly unbearable to say no to an urge, we should be able to find this unbearable sensation. We should be able to point to it, describe it, measure it. And when you do that, something powerful happens. The drama falls apart. And that's where real control begins. Now, a lot of people assume they need some special tool or meditation to do this. You don't. All you need is the willingness to observe. When women actually pause, listen, and then watch what's happening in their body when an urge hits, they're often surprised by what they notice, or more accurately, by what they don't notice. They'll tell me things like, I'm not sure I'm doing this right because nothing dramatic is happening. I don't feel some huge wave. It's mostly just a little restlessness. And I always say the same thing. Good. That means you're doing it right. Because what you're about to discover is this. The story your brain tells you about the urge and what's actually happening in your body do not match. Your brain says, this is unbearable. Your body says, I'm slightly restless. Your brain says, I can't stand this. Your body says, there's a little bit of tension and impatience. That gap matters. Most urges, when you strip away the story, feel like mild discomfort, not pain, not danger, not something you need to escape, just sensation. For most women, an urge to skip a workout or eat past fullness feels like wanting to move, wanting relief, wanting a change. That's it. So here's an analogy that makes this really clear. Think about being on a plane. You're sitting in a cramped seat for hours. Your body wants to move, right? You feel restless. You'd love to stretch out or stand up or get off entirely, but you can't. Now, you can tell the facts of that situation. I sat in a small seat for 4 hours. I got up a couple times. It was cramped, and it was worth it because it got me where I wanted to go. Or you can tell the dramatic version. It was horrible, worst seat ever. I was miserable. I thought I might lose my mind. Same physical experience, completely different story. Watching your mind and comparing the story it's telling to what your body is actually experiencing is what neutralizes the urge. Because suddenly this terrible, unbearable, I can't do this moment becomes manageable. When you stop piling drama on top of sensation, the urge loses its power. This is why these three steps alone are so transformative. Pausing, listening, watching. Okay, you're teaching your brain that you don't have to react automatically. You don't have to obey every urge the moment it appears. You can listen to the story, recognize the exaggeration, and then observe what's really happening in your body. And when you do that, the urge becomes just another passing experience, not a command, not a threat, not a problem. That's how consistency is built, okay? Not by eliminating urges, but by removing the drama that keeps them in charge. Now, this is where almost everyone gets stuck, okay? You do the pausing, you listen to the story, you watch what's actually happening in your body, you fully dismantle the belief that the urge is unbearable. And then women say this to me all the time. Okay, I get it. I know skipping the workout won't kill me. I know the urge isn't even that uncomfortable when I really pay attention. I know I can survive it. I know it's not a big deal. And then comes the real truth, okay? But I don't want to. This is the part most women don't expect, because now the problem isn't capability, okay? It's willingness. They're no longer saying, I can't handle this. They're saying, I can handle it. I just don't want to. And when we slow this down and really look at it, the reasons almost always fall into two buckets. I've put up with so much all day long. I don't want to be uncomfortable right now. And listen, if this is you, this matters. Because if your arm habits are your escape, right? Even from low-level discomfort, not huge trauma, just everyday frustration, exhaustion, or feeling unappreciated, then of course this moment feels impossible, right? If skipping workouts or eating past fullness is how you cope, right? How you soothe, how you get relief, and you're not doing anything else to support your emotional well-being, you will keep losing this battle. Every time, you'll always get to this moment and say, I've done enough today. I don't want to feel uncomfortable anymore. This is why arm toning is never just about workouts. If you don't know how to feel better without quitting on yourself, consistency will always collapse right here. Okay. The second reason women give is even more charged. Okay. It's unfair. It's unfair that you have to think about this. It's unfair that you can't just do whatever you want. It's unfair that other women seem to eat what they want, skip workouts, and still look toned. It's unfair that this is your thing. And underneath that frustration is this quiet belief. I shouldn't have to say no. I want you to really hear this part. Both of these reasons, okay, I'm tired of being uncomfortable and this is unfair, are built on the same assumption that you should be able to have whatever you want whenever you want it. And when that doesn't happen, something must be wrong. But nothing has gone wrong. Nothing has gone wrong because your brain wants comfort. Nothing has gone wrong because your brain wants relief. Nothing has gone wrong because your brain wants the easy option. And nothing has gone wrong because you decide not to give it that. You are not broken because you have to say no sometimes. You are not being punished. You are not missing out on something you're owed. You're practicing being the woman who chooses long-term strength over short-term relief. And that skill, okay, the ability to say no, even when you don't want to, is the exact skill that creates toned arms, not motivation, not fairness, not perfect circumstances. Choice, okay? So here's the bottom line. The point of your life is not to satisfy every want the moment it shows up. That's the job of your lower brain, the primitive animal part of you that only cares about comfort, relief, and reward. It doesn't care about tomorrow. It doesn't care about your goals. It doesn't weigh pros and cons. It just wants what it wants. And that part of your brain is not in charge of creating a great life. The point of being human is learning how to use the higher part of your brain, the part that can pause, think, choose, and create. The part that took humans from pure survival mode to building things, making art, creating systems, having language, imagining a future, and bringing it to life. That's the brain you're meant to live from, not the one that says, I want it, give it to me now. If your life were about fulfilling every urge the second it appeared, you'd already be living the result of that. And for most women listening, that life does not include strong toned arms or trust in yourself. Okay, this is the final step in mastering urges, traveling into the future. Okay, so after you pause, after you listen, after you watch, you ask one simple question. If I obey this urge, where does that take me? Not tonight, not in the next 10 minutes, but 6 months from now, right? A year from now, 5 years from now. Who do you become when I want it is the reason you make decisions? Because here's the truth. Wanting something is not a problem, but treating wanting as a command will run your life into the ground. And let's be very clear about which part of your brain is saying, I want it. Is it the part of you that cares about your future, your strength, your confidence, and how you want to feel in your body? Or is it the toddler brain? Because that toddler brain has very loud opinions and absolutely no concept of what's good for you. And if you let that voice run the show, you don't get freedom. You get slavery. You become reactive. You follow habits blindly. You repeat the same cycle and then wonder why nothing changes. Now, if those habits were serving you, none of this would matter, right? If skipping workouts, overeating, and starting over actually gave you the life that you want, I'd tell you to keep going. But they don't. That's why you're here. This is the final question you must learn to ask. When the urge shows up and the thought says, I want it, where does saying yes take me? Because I can tell you this with certainty, that urge will never quiet itself if you keep feeding it. The more you reward it, the louder it gets, the more important it becomes in your brain. Your lower brain is wired to chase rewards. That's how humans survived. But your survival is no longer at stake. Your future is. And your lower brain hasn't caught up. So the real question is this: do you want your life run by a toddler? Or do you want to be the woman who chooses on purpose? This is how urges stop controlling you, not by eliminating them, but by teaching your brain over and over again that wanting is not a good enough reason. You have bigger plans for your body, bigger plans for your confidence, bigger plans for your life. Pause, listen, watch, travel into the future. That's how you master urges. And that's how strong, toned arms are built. I'll see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.